Yankees on the fiddle in Waddington Town, playing in the corner while the dancers swirl around. They're bowing in and out while he's bowing up and down. Yankees on the fiddle again. Yankees on the fiddle again. Yankees on the fiddle in the middle of the night, slinking to the shadows with his pockets bulging tight. There's ne'er a snare he's got will not put some pot to rights. Yankees on the fiddle again. Yankees on the fiddle again. This is the story of Yankee Gilliatt, whose father, as a young man, together with his brother, went to fight in the American Civil War. On cessation of hostilities, they were given a gift of land for services rendered. Some folk ask me which side they fought on. I guess there's only one side you'd be fighting on if you were given a gift of land on cessation of hostilities. So his father took up with a Mexican lady with whom he had a child, and all three of them came back to Waddington in Lincolnshire to meet the relatives. Here, she was described as a mysterious Mexican woman. It was described as just as mysterious how father and mother returned to the Americas, leaving the child to be brought up locally. This child became Yankee Gilliatt, fiddler, poacher, owner of a very fine motorcycle, and, so the locals said, a man who slept on a mattress stuffed with gold sovereigns. There's envy for ya. Yankee Gilliatt goes to town. Cap on backwards, goggles down. He rides up and the imp looks down. Dandy Yankee Gilliatt. Yankee Gilliatt Dandy. Yankees on the fiddle in Waddington Town, boiling up a rabbit he just happens to have found. Nothing like a little spirit to wash the rabbit down. Yankees on the fiddle again. Yankees on the fiddle again. For Waddington, there was balm in Gilliatt. In Yankee Gilliatt, there was balm.